Ah, what a great...
How you feeling, Joel?
I'm feeling so good. I don't know if it's the sun out here, the constant bright.
Yeah, the light is great.
The light.
It's nice light out here.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
You know, they have a celebration next month, which will be August.
Yeah.
Great celebration.
What is it?
You see the billboards all over the place for it. It's called Smogist.
Smogist.
Celebration of the air in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I hear there are going to be laser light shows against it.
Is that the smoggiest month of the year?
I don't know if it's the smoggiest, but it's just the best sounding month to celebrate smog.
It's a good name. Yeah.
Yeah. Just got word from Sam.
Yeah.
That she had a delightful evening with the Clooneys.
The Clune.
And the Spielbergs.
Yeah.
And
good friends. Go way back.
Yeah. And they are going to be flying her into the Bob Hope Airport on their jet.
Yeah.
In Burbank.
So we got to go pick them up.
We're going to go pick them up. Well, our driver will be in the car.
I mean, yeah. We, as when I say we, I mean the royal we.
Right. And Computer actually met up with them. It's all on her blog. Computer met up with them
after. She and Computer got together after the.
Having a lunch
meeting
at Apple.
The big ceremony at Apple. With Steve Jobs, and they flew down here in a private jet, apparently. Sounded very swanky.
Yeah.
Clooney set them up with the whole thing. And they should be arriving at the Bob Hope Airport any minute now.
Do you know who's flying them to the airport?
No.
Johnny T. That's what they call him out here.
Johnny T. John Travolta?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That is...
Ask Sam
that
about...
That is hella special.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hover-tastic.
Yeah.
Ask Sam about... the performance that he gave last night at the private party.
I will have to ask her, yeah.
So we're all going to be together. This is good.
This is going to be good. So we're going to hop on the 101 and we're going to go up to Bob Hope.
Wow, that sounded very LA of you, what? The 101.
That's what they call them out here. I'm just trying to use the lingo.
Okay, New York.
That has nothing to do with right. New York versus
Same.
LA,
swanky.
All right?
This nice. Is just, swanky.
That's what you do. You call it the 101.
Whatever.
So, you know, all right.
Take the 101 to the 405.
And then we'll reconvene back here at Acme for our very special second guest.
Second guest with the whole crew.
With the whole crew.
And very exciting.
This is going to be a really good interview. I'm looking forward to it.
Coming up, J.J. Villard.
Yeah.
He's made some great films. Son of Satan being a really fun one. Chestnuts, Ice Lolly.
Yeah.
Kind of innovative
really
films.
Good. Yeah.
So yeah, he's coming up and he... will give us an insider view of Hollywood because he's lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick up Sam and Computer.
Yeah.
We'll head back here.
And then we'll be back with J.J. Villard later on.
See you in a bit.
Okay.
All right. All right, feels good. We're all here. What a day. All right, well, J.J. is waiting. So, Computer, summon J.J. Villard. Clap, everyone. JJ, come on in. He's coming in. He's looking good.
Oh,
relaxed.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have an STD.
I hope that we're all doing well.
Yeah.
Now, welcome.
What's up, guys?
Welcome to the forum.
Yeah. How are you on this fine day?
Oh, my God. It is, honestly, fucking 2 days before Comic-Con.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And
you're going.
I'm going.
You got a booth?
I have a fucking booth.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you guys, this is like... Lance Armstrong time, man.
Yeah.
This is the fucking, you gotta like.
This is the final stage of the tour.
Yeah, it is. And
yeah. What kind of bike are you on?
Pardon?
What kind of bike are you on?
Oh, fuck. I'm on like one of those ones you buy at Toys R Us or
okay.
Chinatown.
Okay.
And the little bike, the kids' bikes.
Okay.
And I'm
speeding,
fucking fast. Riding Tour de France.
All right.
And I haven't figured it out yet. I swear to God. So many people come to your booth that you don't have time to itch your dick.
Yeah.
or like eat. I mean, eating is like, seriously, you don't have time to eat. That's
up now.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's
how many people go through Comic-Con?
Thousands.
Where is it being held?
San Diego.
It's the big one.
It's the giant one. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the fucking giant.
Yeah.
Do you go to other Comic-Cons around or just...
I'm going to start going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And LA just started one called something, LA Expo or some shit. Yeah. I missed it last year.
You have a new graphic novel that you are debuting
yeah
at Comic-Con.
Right.
Tell us all about it.
It's called Hollywood Boulevard. I've been here about like 5 years, and it is a degenerate place. So nasty and so filthy. I love it.
Do you live in Hollywood?
Yes. Honestly, it was so weird because on the way here, I passed my street on Sunset, right? And it's Cherokee and Sunset, but
I know where that's at.
It doesn't go, okay, between Sunset and Hollywood, there's no like fucking street, right? Yeah. But on the corner of Sunset and Cherokee, the address is 666. Zero. And I'm like, that's right, man. Satan's on my street.
What is the most degenerate thing you've seen in Hollywood?
Oh, my
ever?
God. I'm glad you asked. Yeah, like so many. Okay, one time, an awkward thing was someone called me when I was in my apartment. I was like, what's up? And I screamed it, right? And this girl outside was like, I had to go. Excuse me. And I was like... I completely didn't know who was calling me. I was like, what? She's like, I couldn't hold it anymore. I gotta go. She was shitting on my front bush.
Oh,
dude.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I've seen it all, man. It's you see everything, dude. You see everything.
Most degenerate thing you've seen in the industry.
Oh my God. I can't even say what.
Jesus Christ. I've never even thrown that question at my fucking face, man. Yeah. I can't even believe you're throwing it to me.
I'm throwing it.
I mean, seriously, you're going to have to, like, cut every fucking one of these.
Without naming names or companies.
Without naming names.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. Seriously?
The most titillating thing people don't know.
You're going to get me fired from, I don't even know where. You're going to get me fired from animation. As bad as it is in Hollywood is as bad as it gets in fucking cartoons.
Yeah.
The drugs, the sex, the fucking porn.
Backstabbing.
Oh.
Shitting on the floor.
Poorly designed Christmas cards.
Yeah. You said it all, dude. Yeah. You know what? Man, you know this industry.
I feel it. It's in every molecule.
It's in every fucking molecule. And this is the pit of it all, man.
Yeah.
LA.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've been soaking it in and absorbing it since we've been here.
Jesus.
Being from the East.
Yeah. 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 You guys have a clean perspective. I work on Pete Braungart's show right now. I'm working on that show on the side, doing layouts and backgrounds. Okay. He's from the East. He's a real ass motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
He brings in a different vibe.
What's the difference between the East and West vibes? What do you think?
It's like there's a clarity in his voice that's more confident than there is with the snakes from West.
They have to get past the hissing.
I'm a snake, man.
Yeah.
I'm from the West, and we have that, man. You guys from the East, you guys hold a little bit of integrity.
I wonder what our animal equivalent would be.
Fucking
in the East.
Yeah, mongoose. Question.
Mongoose?
Yeah.
Really good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mongoose versus the snake. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could extrapolate that to rap.
I'm sure we, yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, mongoose, snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it'd be like, I first thing I thought was mongoose flashing his pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or his snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you have made some independent animated films.
Yes.
You've been out there in the world with your films.
Mm-hmm.
You are now making graphic novels. Maybe you have always made graphic novels.
Yeah.
Would you say that you are a cartoonist first or an animator first?
Dude, man, this is one of my own questions that I had for you.
Wow.
I have a top four list of important things I do.
Oh yeah, let's
hear it.
Yeah.
So you have
number one's always cartoons.
Yeah.
That's number one by far. Cartoons.
What's your definition?
Yeah.
Of cartoons?
Yes.
Just anything in the industry.
So animated. That
animation
or
just
animation,
drawn.
Storyboards, visual development, directing, voice acting. Something came up in that last burp.
Yeah.
And then whatever it is that fucking is in, I love the studio system. I'm
Do
a corporate
you? Really?
Fucking.
Really? Fuck. You're a corporate man.
I take it in the ass, man. Oh. Yeah, I love corporate industry. I love
because
it.
Because of the intrigue? Is
oh,
it just
I love
people?
The evilness, the fucking, all the sneakiness, the fucking getting hurt, going home and being mad at your girl for no reason. You know, like, why are you so mad at me? It's just like, because I don't know. Fuck you, bitch. Give me a No, it's not like that at all.
Well,
I'm very kosher.
It seems like that's a lot of great material to work into your work.
Yeah, yeah, it is. The corporate industry, you cannot, I don't care what fucking indie dude says about, yeah, man, fuck the industry and all that shit. Yo, if you make it in the fucking corporate world, dude, man, it's I tip my hat.
It's sweet.
Money
is
money.
It's evil. Money is money, man.
But at what cost? The cost of money.
Dude, sell your fucking everything.
Sell your mongoose.
Everything, man. Sell it.
Now, Sell it. What do you think about your own work that you did at CalArts now that you have had this experience in the industry?
I love it. It's extended.
Good answer. Good.
It gives me confidence.
Yeah.
It gives me confidence because I can fall back on that and be like, the public liked that. I don't know why, but the public liked that shit. So I feel like I have a backing, you know? I didn't know anything I ever did was going to be like recognized or
appreciated.
Yeah, appreciated at all. And I got lucky, man. I got lucky. I fucking was so worried about getting a job. Like when I was in CalArts, like by sophomore year, I fucking poked around and I realized only 4 kids were getting a job out of a class of 45 a year.
Really?
And that scared the shit out of me. Really? That was freshman year I realized that.
What year was this?
That was, I got, 2000 was my first year.
Okay.
And then I realized, fuck, man. These kids aren't getting fucking jobs, man. Hmm. Like, bullshit. Like, the character animation department is known as, like, everyone gets a fucking job. You're animators. Like, you get jobs. No, it's not like that.
Were you in character or experimental?
A character.
Okay.
Yeah.
As undergrad?
As yeah, undergrad. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got a BFA.
Okay.
I'm not educated. What is undergrad? I don't even know what the fuck.
That's right.
Yeah?
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
You passed.
So, thanks. I was at a bar the other night, and they were doing that fucking, like, who's the smartest, like, whatever questionnaire thing. I didn't know any of the fucking answers. Oh, no, like, except one.
Or, like, a trivia thing?
Yeah, they're doing a trivia thing. They're who's Gwyneth Paltrow's husband? I was like, I know that one. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's that gay asshole. Dude from that band.
Yeah, dude, no shit. I fucking hate his music.
They dress like gay pirates. Why?
They do.
Why
I know.
Do that?
Bono 2.0.
You're right, man. I'm there at Bally's Total Fitness looking at the fucking screen.
Yeah.
And there they are at Coldplay every fucking time, man. Just fucking singing their shit. Okay. So the thing is, when I was in CalArts, yeah, I noticed, man. I don't know how I did it. I didn't try to fucking like, I just saw only 4 out of 45 were getting jobs.
That is such a big shift from.
That's huge, man. It's even worse now.
5 years ago.
I think it's even worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
CalArts. From CalArts.
Yeah.
For the industry?
Yeah.
Jobs?
Is it because the industry has changed or the people in there have changed?
I think other schools have gotten better.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to Pratt like a year ago. Woo! What's up?
I just left animation at Pratt.
You do?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are looking good, man.
Yeah. They are getting better.
I spoke at Rhode Island. Those motherfuckers are looking good, too.
That's where we went.
Oh, that's where you guys went. Yeah, dude, those... And then I spoke at that fucking Syracuse. What's that goddamn Canadian?
Algonquin.
They're looking good, too, man. Algonquin's looking great.
St. Mary's, is that...
Dude, that Catholic school's looking really good.
Yeah. They've always been good with animation.
They've always looked good.
Okay, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Based on your film, Son of Satan.
Yeah.
Now, in his book, Unsung Heroes of Animation, Chris Robinson uses...
What's up? Shout out to Chris.
Yes. Yeah.
I fucking love that guy.
He...
I wish he started drinking again.
Chris Robinson says, not only does he use a still from your film, Son of Satan, on the cover,
right?
He also refers to you as an angel betrayed.
Fuck.
Now, here's the question.
Thanks, Chris.
Are you an unsung hero or an angel betrayed or both?
I don't know. Like, my mind's so occupied when you're fucking doing so much art, you don't even have time to really think about yourself. Like, when my shit got fucking rejected from Cartoon Network, right? Like, my film, like, my development and the pilot and all that shit. Yeah. Like, it's happened to so many people. Like, honestly, it's just like, and I got thrown so quickly into the next project. I didn't have time to even think about my Mulholland Drive moment. Like, they were like, with the fucking executives in the office and a little midget on a fucking machine, fucking, like, what is that, wheelchair. And like, he's like, get rid of him, you know. I didn't have time to think about it because I got thrown in the next thing so quick. Like I don't have time to think about myself.
Okay, so do you agree an angel betrayed fits?
Maybe. I think of myself more as like a Russian stripper.
Okay.
I was gonna say when he came in here you smell like baby powder.
Yeah.
And vodka.
Vanilla and baby powder.
Now,
why do they always smell like
that? Yeah. You are not only just an animator.
No.
not just a graphic designer.
Yeah, animation's like novelist. Far down the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a photographer.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your photography.
Look, man, like, that is a fucking, that right there. Photography, like, is like, third on my list of, or third, fourth.
Wait, cartoons is one.
Yeah. And then what? Okay, this what's is the battle. The battle is graphic novels and fucking fine arts. That's the battle. It keeps on changing. Because fine arts, man, you just do stuff like you like, you know, and you just paint it on a fucking on a canvas or a cardboard or wood, and then all of a sudden that becomes a character in your cartoons. Like it's I feel like fine arts is subconscious. Now with graphic novels, I feel like it's such a faster way to do a short film, and just throw it on an executive's desk and be like, "What's up, motherfucker?"
Yeah.
I want to say, what's up, nigga? This is my shit.
Yeah.
This is my shit. Look at this. Check this out. And then the Disney dudes is like, oh, shit. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. And they look through and they're like, okay. Cool. Or the DreamWorks dude is like, okay. Boom. This is it. This is the story. This is what it's like. Graphic novels can do that.
You know who else is doing this?
Who? A lot of people.
Who just recently rediscovered this?
Who?
Mm-hmm. Andy London.
No shit. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Wait, Andy.
Who's Andy London?
Andy, I don't know. You mentioned him.
Oh, Utah. Right. Andy London gave me a blood transfusion and a
Andy
kidney.
London saved my life. He saved my life.
Oh, Andy London, who he pulled baby Jessica from the well.
Didn't he? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Andy London, who invented time travel to go back in time to save my baby toddler grandfather from getting polio. Run over by a herd of zebras with polio.
Yeah. That's one of the most dangerous kinds of zebras.
Who's Andy London? Okay. Now, he went from animator to graphic novelist and is feeling a new beat of life pulsating through him.
Andy, you pussy. Get your fucking shit in gear, man. Cartoons is always number one.
I bet he swapped one and two for a period. Yeah. I bet he goes back.
He'll go back.
He'll go back. Yeah. I can't. He's directing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. And he's badass.
But he would probably agree that a graphic novel is a way of making a short film in a different way.
It is. It like fucking bust it out quick, man. It does. But like with graphic novels, there's so many. I don't know. It's like it's a world of its. It's such a world of its own, you know. And it's like I don't know. It's just like formatting a page, like making a page of panels and all that. You can do shit that no one's ever seen before, and it can still be really cool.
Again. And would you say that the graphic novel gives you more creative freedom to form versus animation?
Yeah. Fuck yes, dude. I can't even believe I'm doing shit, and I can't believe no one else has done it before. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm new at this, and no one's ever done this before? Like, I'm drawing shit in a pentagram, right? And I'm like, dude, that is so fucking, like, why hasn't anyone done this before?
As a panel layout?
Yeah, as a panel layout. Yeah, like, yeah, in the star, I'm drawing shit as a pentagram. Like, fucking, I'm in the devil's playground right now. What else am I going to draw but that? Why hasn't anyone done this before?
What do you think of, like, the layouts of Chris Ware?
Chris Ware?
Yeah.
Well, Christopher Forbes, CF, from Power Masters? His layouts are layouts are probably some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah,
he inspires me. Henry Darger also inspires me. Like I take his shit and I put it in a fucking comic book form, like that shit, you know. And Ben Jones, he's another motherfucker that's all part of this Picture Box Ink movement. They're all like the badass dudes that are just fucking moving in like directions that are really like that's some interesting stuff. That's some interesting stuff.
Now, we're looking on your website online.
Yeah.
And we're looking at some of your pictures.
Yeah.
And there are some great
photography. That's
The photos. Yeah. There are some great grilling photos of grilling. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question. What's better? Mm-hmm. Bacon-wrapped hot dogs or beer?
Oh, God.
Dude, that's the worst question in the world.
Seriously, your heart it flutters.
Yeah.
Every one of these fucking things. You know what? This is so fucking crazy, man. We're in the same fucking universe. I just wrote down as one of my questions. I was like, I hate fast food, right?
Yeah.
it's so bad for you, but I wish it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the truth, man.
I know.
Seriously, I fucking love those dirty dogs.
Tastes good.
Bacon fucking wrapped dirty dogs yeah. after a night of drinking.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
Hard croakiness, you know, like all the bad stuff. Yeah.
Now, get this.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you.
No. Okay. I was just going to say, if you ever, there's a chain of Brazilian steakhouses in shit. South Florida.
Yeah.
Called Chima. And they've got.
That sounds healthy.
It's. Oh, mm-hmm. wait till you get a load of this. You go in there and you just pay one price, and they have guys walking around with skewers of different kinds of steaks.
Oh, yes.
And they just come to your table.
Homie.
And they just give you a piece however you want it, rare, medium rare, dude, medium well.
Fuck you. No.
And okay, they have bacon wrapped filet mignon.
Oh, I've.
Well, that's.
Have
that,
you had that before?
That, yes.
I used to sell it
dude,
on the phone.
Noni, this is how fucking sinister this conversation yeah. is right now. Dude, homie, on the fucking corner of 3rd and Palm, where Cartoon Network is, right? Yeah, yeah. There's that corner. Okay, let me describe this fucking scenario, this picture for you guys.
Paint the picture.
Paint it.
Yeah. You guys can come visit me if you want.
All right.
I'm going to be there tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
3rd and Palm, 4 corners, right? Mm-hmm. You guys, get ready to jerk off.
Always.
Cartoon Network is on the left corner, far left corner, right? On the far right corner, we have Burbank Police Station, which just got nice. Fucking evaluated last year as the most corrupt fucking cop police station in the West. Fucking look it up. 2010. Really? Yeah. 2009. Most corrupt station. On the fucking right corner, right in front of Cartoon Network,
yeah.
is the Brazilian place you're talking about with fucking bacon, rap, dick, pussy, tits, so and assholes so all in one. Lick it up. On the fucking right corner across the street, AT&T.
Nice.
All the blinds down. God knows what they're doing in there. All I know is across the street, I've got one bar. And I got a fucking iPhone.
I know, right?
One fucking bar. And I've got I'm across the motherfucking street, AT&T. You want to see pain? You want to see evil? You want to see the veins pop out my goddamn fucking neck, dude. That does that shit to me. I want to send a photo text whenever I want to send a photo text. I can't do it, and I'm across the street from you guys. What do I gotta do? My God, man, the fucking pain and evil of this shit, dude. That's a fucking corrupt little system, right?
Do you think maybe it's corrupt because they can't get any bars either?
Dude, who the fuck knows, man?
They're back. They're behind those closed windows, trying to figure out how to suck more money out of you without giving you another fucking bar.
You gotta fucking see it to believe it. You guys are welcome.
I would love to, because
if you want to come, that would be for 5 minutes.
A bold storefront for the mob to be right there.
I live in Brooklyn, and I live in the most populous borough of the most populous city in the entire country. And I cannot make a phone call in my apartment. Oh, I can't make a fucking phone call.
I can't. I feel your pain.
I go on the roof. I go out on my porch.
It's making me sweat.
I hold my phone up. I get up on a ladder. Nothing.
I know,
not
man.
A thing.
It's like you scream bloody murder, these guys.
Yeah. I know.
They're automated machines.
You said that their contract is up in 2 years. One year. Next year.
AT&T's exclusive contract with Apple is up.
How mad AT&T will make you, right? As a common citizen, for you out there who don't know about this shit, imagine that times 10 with animation. Just get ready. Just get your asses and fucking dick and buttholes ready for this fucking shit. Because that's what cartoons will take you to.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what the porn industry takes you to, but that is what cartoons will take you to.
They seem like they're doing great, man.
Porn?
Yeah.
Dude, they just got buff-fucked by video games.
Oh, yeah.
Video games are number one. They just beat them out.
Yep, the porn industry.
Porn's gonna fucking do some new
shit. Wait for
Wait till the 3D TVs come out, man, when they're in every home in America.
You're disgusting. I've never heard that before.
Wait for the robotic sex slaves. That's coming probably in the next 70 years. Oh. Got them.
Well, they have those realistic, you know, full size sex dummies.
Lars and the real girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah.
Now, what else is on your list?
What's the top four?
What's your list of questions?
Yeah, what else do you have?
This is such a great thing, by the way, to have guest bring the questions.
Well, no, man, because like I go to, I've talked to schools like Rhode Island and fucking all those other schools. The kids get nervous.
Yeah, dude.
They get scared.
I depressed the shit out of them last time I went
to
talk to
them. It's good to depress them.
But yeah, I did.
Pump the fucking fear in them, man. I did. They get so scared.
Life is real.
Yeah, life is fucking real.
The first
man.
Thing I told him was to stop now.
Stop now.
Stop now.
That's
get
what
a different
I
career. Don't.
No, what do I say? What do I say? First thing I say. Oh, what happened? I said, well, first thing I said, we went to CalArts. What happened to you guys? I said, what happened to you guys? Craig McCracken's asking me what happened to you guys. fucking Conrad Vernon, director of Monsterverse Zane, is like, what happened to you guys? I'm hearing it.
You mean what happened because they're not as edgy anymore?
Dude, they, when there's a fucking producer show, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what the producer show is? It's okay. There's an open show at CalArts and there's a producer show. Open show is like all the kids' films get in that shit. I mean, I'm talking about.
And the families come and, you know.
It's kind of family. Oh, a lot more drugs. Open show is more like fucking. It's in the cafeteria.
Okay.
It's a screening of everyone's
films. They show
films.
Everything. Yeah.
They show everything. Yeah. They show fucking some of these films, man.
Disastrous.
Sorry, Asian kids. But man, some of your films. Fucking berserk, man. Like little fucking happy rabbits and dogs skipping around doing that shit. Jesus Christ. Fucking bash that shit. But what happened this year, man? A fucking pump load of fucking cum loads of fucking Flash. Just overwhelmed it, man. Yeah. Just it was bad. It was bad. Okay, so. Producer show, 300 films. Out of that, about 30, 25 get into the producer show. Wait, open show, 300 films. Producer show, 35. Who goes to that fucking producer show? All the industries. Mm. And when they say all the industries, it's like, really, the dudes go.
Yeah.
Fucking
Nickelodeon.
Mike Mitchell goes. Walt Doran goes. All the fucking, the DreamWorks thugs go, dude. Like, the motherfuckers that want to get inspired by the young kids, they go. They want to see that fucking dude who's going to do the fucking evil shit, the satanic shit, the shit that they are like, I'm waiting for it, you know? Like, the new little fucking skater kid, the little thrasher, right? And they're getting more and more disappointed.
You're saying that it's just...
The producers just are, or...
The level of films down a bit.
A tiny bit.
Yeah.
You know what they need? Alan, what do they need?
Speed, what's up?
Frank Krause.
Or a re-education.
Re-education.
Alan's
this
term.
Is my new action word. Education. You got it, because people want things to be edgy, right?
It is, man. That's fucking it, dude.
I want to do educational television.
You got to do education. You got to do some shit in the back. Yeah. That's fucking
I need
this
to
evil.
Get re-educated.
Yeah.
Dude.
Those kids need to be re-educated.
They've got the fucking technique.
Are they just not doing enough drugs these days?
They're not doing enough narcotics, man. Yeah. Not only that.
What happened to college? That's when you're supposed to do all the drugs.
I don't know, man. Because when I was there, that's all I was doing.
Yeah.
I fucking snorted, shoot up, smoke it, crack it. Fired up. No, I didn't do all that shit. I did some of it. But like, seriously, that was the first semester. I let it all go. Second semester, film time, man. So Satan was made second semester. I honestly can say only one night I was drunk when I was making that film.
Really?
Yeah, only one fucking night. And that's really something to fucking...
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned before that you're working on a Cartoon Network project.
We're like blowing
everything. No, no, it's fine.
I don't know.
Our show has no linear.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't.
No.
All right, this is what I figured out, man. Okay, when you're developing a show, right? I took it on last year. It doesn't take up all your time like you think it will. Like developing a TV show. They'll pay you to fucking do a TV show, right? And it's come up with the ideas, the fucking characters, the boards, the designs, the mini Bible. The fucking the pilot, all that shit. They'll fucking pay you for that shit, right? But the truth is, it will not take up all your time. Like, you've got extra time to do other shit. So I'm a workaholic, man. I wake up, I go to bed late, I wake up early.
Typical day work schedule.
Work schedule is, I wake up, I can't help it. I wake up at 6, kick back in bed, get my 30 minutes of fucking like whatever it is. Get out of bed at 6:30
a.m.
Yeah, a.m. Get ready for fucking work. Sometimes I go to the gym. Every other day I go to the gym. I don't go to the gym for any other reason but to fucking let out energy.
Yeah.
Because it's just like I gotta let out energy. I mean, I'm no fucking dude, something, anything. I'm only on that cardio machine. That's why I know Coldplay, dude. Yeah. I only know Coldplay because I'm fucking on that goddamn cardio machine. I'm looking at the music videos on Bally's Total Fitness. Bally's went bankrupt last year. They had to pump their shit up, so they had to put a screen on every fucking walk machine because they had to compete.
My gym's got screens on everything.
Who are you with?
I'm at 24? Crunch, dude.
You're a Crunch? I never even know what Crunch is about.
This is New York.
Dude, well, there's a Crunch here. Oh, on really? Sunset. Oh, dude, it's in a fucking sick area. Dude, right next to Carney's Chili Cheese.
Carney's. We recorded there yesterday.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Crunch is next. You can go, dude. Yeah. Go fucking eat and then go to Crunch.
That's right. I can go to that location. If I
fucking that's a scene, man. Hot girls go to Crunch. Bally's? Dude, it is the ugly people gym. It's like the animators.
That's why you gotta have the TVs there so you don't see the other people.
Seriously, there's no one to look at. There's no one. I mean, rarely. Like, you get a glimpse, you're like, is that good? And you're like, no.
You know what? You know what? Maybe a new pitch idea? What's the animators gym.
The animators gym, dude. Yeah. Disney's got one. I know Disney got one. Yeah.
What?
DreamWorks doesn't. Sure. Cartoon Networks doesn't.
Dude, the animator's gym is a chair in front of a fucking computer.
Ooh, Alan, that was very deep.
I know.
Wow.
Thank you.
Does Pixar have one?
I'm sure.
Dude, Pixar's got...
I'm sure they have a jungle gym.
They've got a pool in every office.
They've got Eyes Wide Shut down in them.
Eyes Wide Shut with zip lines. Yeah. That's fun. Okay.
So wait,
now,
typical day. You get up, you get ready for
work. Get ready for work. I'm an early bird, man. And as soon as I wake up, it fucking drives people crazy, man. I got the energy. Energy to win. I can't help it, man. I fucking go shower, right?
Using everything
in
the shower.
Get your Paul Mitchell
on. Bleach those teeth.
Yeah.
L.A. Okay, shave. I should shave every day.
I do shave too.
Every other day. Then, after that, fucking exhausting routine, it's summertime, I'm wearing a t-shirt, but usually I wear a shirt. Act professional. Get ready.
You gotta dress for success.
Yep.
You gotta dress for success. Yeah. That's real talk.
Yeah.
So.
I saw that Michael J. Fox movie. I know how it works.
Dude, you gotta, man.
Doc Hollywood?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm getting the fuck out of the city.
Tombstone. Yeah. No. Tombstone, they all wear shirts. Just like you do in fucking You Got It. Man, it fucks people's minds, man. It's like, why is he wearing a shirt?
But you want to put a shirt on a tombstone.
I know.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, what's up?
Now, is it 9 o'clock now?
It's about 7:30 I'm out of the house.
Okay.
7:30, I got a Starbucks next door to me. I'm lucky about that.
Yeah.
Earl Grey tea latte. That's the choice during winter. Right now, fucking venti, iced chai tea latte, soy milk, please. Mm-hmm. 2 equals.
Nice. Whoa.
Stir that shit up. That's cocaine, man. I'm fucking ready to go, dude. That shit is berserko in my system. I mean, I don't know why tea does it to me. I don't even want. I know what happens when I drink coffee. I fucking fizz over, dude. I'm like Terminator on overdrive. I'm just fucking shooting my guns, shooting my loads off, like fucking nowhere, just blanks, just everywhere. And then after that, to work.
Okay, so now is it lunchtime?
And then it's about no man. By this time it's 8:30. Okay, 8:30. Right. It's time to go.
Get it on.
Okay, so first thing I do, hit up my lawyer. What's up, dude? How are all those contracts looking? Dude, homeboy didn't get back to me. Didn't get back to me. Okay, boom. Get that done. After that, I pitched to this company. Have any of them responded to me? Do I respond back to them? It's all about timing. It's all about fucking deceitfulness. It's all about bullshit. It's all about yada, 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 yada. I mean, once you get it out of your system, you've pitched to every fucking company out there, you know? Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar. Like, it's just become second nature. They know your name. Mm-hmm. You go in there, you pitch again. It's just like a fucking onslaught of things, man.
Does it get to a point where they call you after a while and say, got anything new to pitch? Has it gotten to there yet?
Yeah, with a couple of companies it has. The shittier companies. Mm-hmm. But I hopefully will get up to those better companies and work it from there. It just becomes like a whole bit of a rhythm. The thing I was getting to was, okay, when you develop a show, you can also hold a fucking regular job as well. Mm. You can do 2 jobs at once.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. In fact, I'm doing more than that because I'm also taking in freelance as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just do all that shit at once.
Freelance animation.
No.
Graphic.
I'm doing Stussy t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm designing the fucking summer t-shirts for 2011.
Oh, nice.
And then also, you just take in what the money gets, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You become a whore for the money.
Well, here's okay. So now, what do you have for lunch?
Lunch. Okay. So fucking Cartoon Network is saturated with fucking good shit. DreamWorks have got their own cafeteria. Of course, I became a fat fucking...
Did they have the Katzenburger?
Dude. It's just, they got everything, man. Like, you name it, they got it. You become so fat.
I've heard a lot about this.
Oh, it's horrible.
I hear that they have a steak day, steak Wednesdays. Oh. I hear they have wrap Thursdays.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Too much?
Feel the fat talking to me. Wow, you're saying all these
Slurpee
things.
Machine.
They got everything. It's fucking evil. It's so evil. They want you. I mean, it's like, okay, they want you in the compound. They get you in the compound. Mm. I mean, yeah. You do not literally ever spend money on food again. It's cool. And you're spending, it's just like, boom.
That's you have to wear a robe while you're there?
Yeah.
A muumuu or something?
Dude, man, you just got to dress up like Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
And just dress up like one of the like gang members there, man.
All right, so now you've had lunch at four studios.
Cartoon Network is different. Cartoon Network is different. Okay, Cartoon Network, they got every fucking stupid goddamn cliche restaurant out there, right? Okay, but they don't got McDonald's, Taco Bell, fucking Del Taco. They've got the step above from that, like Johnny Rockets, Chipotle, Shitpotle Burritos, fucking pizza joint. What else? They got Subway. It's all
is there Quiznos?
Quiznos, they got it. Everyone that's a grade above shit, they've got. So it's still fucking up your heart, but they got it. So you grab your fucking lunch. I like lunch alone. I don't know why. I like it alone. I fucking...
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay.
And that's when I catch up.
Do you eat at your desk?
I eat at my desk,
dude. Yeah, dude, I do the same thing.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I feel embarrassed.
Do any animators not eat at their desk?
Yes.
Yeah, there's plenty that that use it as a great opportunity to take an hour off of work and just go hang out.
Yeah. I take an opportunity to be alone.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Lunch is over, man. That's it. It's fucking go time, dude. Okay, till 3 o'clock. 3 to 4 o'clock, I get a crash. I don't know why my fucking body shuts down. And I used to sleep under the desk. Under this.
Yeah.
Yes, I fucking had a crash time at 3 o'clock. It's horrible.
Let me guess. DreamWorks has a sleepatorium.
No, dude, man.
They have a hammock in every
cubicle.
They
do. It's called lock your fucking office door. And like, no, dude, it was weird. No, I have a crash time at 3 o'clock. I have to fucking walk it out or fucking go get a rejuice at Starbucks. That's when I get my chat.
Okay. And same drink?
Same drink.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I get my fucking grande on, and then, like, I drink that shit. I got the energy to win till, like, fucking 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Do you stay at the office that late?
I stay at the office usually till, usually till 8.
Yeah.
Like, usually. And that's how, that's just subconscious. And then sometimes during heavy deadlines or when I got extra work, 12, man.
And what is it that you're doing there exactly?
At Cartoon Network right now, I'm doing layouts
for
Secret Mount for Awesome, which is coming out next year.
Hmm.
That's Pete Brown.
I heard about it.
Yeah. He's the motherfucker from the East.
Yeah.
And he's badass. He's cool. But at the same time, though, you see, I'm developing a TV show for Adult Swim. So that's when I'm doing all
both.
Well, I can't get away from doing my regular job during the 8-hour shift. That's like, 10:30 to 5 is when... It's all Cartoon Network.
Layout.
Then for me, it's the rest. Before and after, it's all me.
I know you're developing,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to tell us what your idea is about in one word, what would it be?
Oh, I mean, to say it's evil is like hard because they've got such good shows on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Like Super Jail, Metalocalypse, fucking Chicken, Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard competition, man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, I feel like evil is such a pussy word to say.
Like, too easy.
It's too easy, but seriously, to get dirtier than them, I'm trying to be dirtier than them.
Okay.
I'm
excited.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Hopefully, I'm finding out, here's one thing that's a big bomb. It's a big bomb out there. This is like, seriously, simple real talk, but writers mean a lot in the TV world compared to movie world.
Yeah.
And I just learned that. Within the last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
Good writing.
Yeah, you can't, if you have a good writer, that's almost more valuable than
anything. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that, man. And I wish someone told me that.
Do you want to make this show be in similar style to Son of Satan?
Yeah. I think I've developed since then. I think I have a background style it's changed since then that I like more now.
Is it how that's has one it of changed?
Things I want to talk about.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
I actually have a question for you about that.
What's up,
Samantha Olshan?
Yeah, hi guys. Yeah. Where that style came from? You used a lot of text, a lot of jumping.
Yeah.
The image, you know, it seemed very like organic. You just kind of went with it. Mm-hmm. It was just going forward.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just interested. Where'd that come
from?
Okay.
The only reason I did that was because, like, when you're in CalArts, right, there's so many dudes that are real about that fucking animation and cartoon stuff, right? That they time out everything. And they got those number bars and they fucking switch on the sides of their fucking... Because they're unfinished films, you know, and they're pretty much handing in pencil tests as their final films, right? So I was like, I have no idea what those number bars are. I have no interest really in animation. So, I just put in text like fucking quotes that Bukowski said, and I pretended those were, like just animation text, like notes that mm-hmm. those dudes would be like, right here, it should be a pearl gray instead of a fucking orange piss, right? Or like right here, we jump two frames instead of four, right? Instead, I'd put like Bukowski would write something beautiful, like a rose is best on top of a tombstone, like with piss on top. I don't know, like what the fuck, because like you know what he writes. He writes the best stuff on earth. So, anyways, that I would just write in quotes of his that I really like. Yeah,
it almost looked to me like, almost like you were doing the animation in a sketchbook that had other stuff already in it.
Yeah,
just because that was the paper.
It came all from a sketchbook.
Yeah.
That's where everything most. Like, seriously, 99% of my shit comes from a sketchbook. Like, my fucking sketchbook is like, look.
He's holding up a sketchbook.
Yeah.
Holding up my sketchbook. Yeah. I got Satan. I got when I came and pitched at Disney, right? Fucking two weeks ago.
Guest pass.
Guest.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking, what is that? Toilet that metallic. Looks like
a hand
knife
with a sword
ass,
coming
right?
out of a toilet. Yeah.
And then, like, next page.
You know, I have a hard time sitting down on toilets.
I know.
Because I'm like... What if I didn't look before I sat down?
Let me tell you something.
There could be something in there.
About fucking Cartoon Network, that's fucking dope. Sometimes they've got, sometimes, not, it's like, seriously, 50-50 gamble. Every time you walk in the shitter, sometimes they've got like a fucking like cleanser for the toilet. Spray. Shout out to Cartoon Network.
That's that good, thank
Shout
God
Shout out to janitors
them.
At Cartoon yes. Network.
That's micro.
I wish you did it every time, though.
Oh, I'll drink for them.
So...
So, yeah, a lot of shit of mine comes from a sketchbook, man.
Okay.
Every day. Look, like, seriously, I seem like a fucking beer-drinking machine, like, asshole, but I really got to be kind of a little bit organized. Every day is a fucking list of shit to do.
Yeah. How is that, is your sketchbook more of a utility for your day or a subconscious sketching?
Everything. It's seriously just sketchbook. So much to me.
Do you sketch all the time during the day or at certain times of the day?
All day.
Okay.
On anything, really. But, like, when I draw my sketchbook, I draw ideas. I draw bullshit. Like, look, for Comic-Con, I got my new t-shirt coming out, right? Mm. It's fucking, check this out. This is a fucking ball dropper if I ever heard one, right? Okay. I didn't realize the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, right? My fucking comic's called Hollywood Boulevard, right? It's a fucking star, right? Let's outline that fucking star. What do we got?
Pentagram.
What's up? Yeah. We got Satan shit right there, man. I'm telling you. In your face.
Does Satan have a star?
Dude, Satan's got to. Jimi Hendrix is on the corner of my street. Proud about that shit.
Well, I mean, with this example, wouldn't you say Satan is every star?
Dude,
Satan.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
But definitely in Hollywood.
Is that
Boulevard.
Because they signed a deal with Satan to get their fame?
A lot of people.
Judy Garland did not. I don't think so.
No.
You were saying something before about how you have changed your background style from Son of Satan and you're doing something new.
Yeah. Dude. I can't let that secret out.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
But it is new.
That is.
And it's fun.
Good anticipation.
it's fun, and like I fucking hope no one catches on to this shit.
Okay.
Because it's like,
all right, so whoever's listening right now, stop listening for a minute.
Shit, man. Well, like honestly, it has like with Son of Saying, like it was cool, you know. Like I figured, you know, you drop a lot of shit. You can drop a lot of subconscious shit in there. You know, not just making a dirty thing. You know, you drop a Van Gogh painting in front of a fucking, like, while a kid's getting beat.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
you know, you just do shit like that. You know, with fucking, like, some bum getting beat in the alley, you put a church behind him. Mm-hmm. What does it do? Mm-hmm. It gives a little softness to the whole fucking thing. You know, it's like bullshit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Dog taking shit on a rose garden. You know, it's just like, shit, rose. You know, it's just like everything. You can always do these weird little gay things. And, like, fucking, they're awesome. And I got this new one that I just accidentally, you know, after so much of this shit, you know, you just develop new stuff.
I like it. Mm-hmm. This was a question by some of our listeners to you. Mm-hmm. What was it like going from Son of Satan to working on Shrek the Third?
Not much difference, man.
Should Shrek the Third have been subtitled?
Dude,
Son of Satan.
I mean, there should have been. I mean, with Shrek 3, man. Shrek 3 was hardcore. Okay, because, like, man, you know, you're like a hardcore. You're like a fucking. You come from fucking watching girls jump in the pool naked, right? From a dorm room.
Yeah.
To honestly, a month later. Fucking dressing up in ties and shit, dude. It's a weird fucking juxtaposition. You guys gotta get ready for this fucking shit. All right, all you fucking youngsters.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking exchange that no school will ever prepare you for. But all I can say is, like, you know, this it's. Well, I used one like earlier today. Like, yeah, it's not hell, but it's definitely different.
Was it enjoyable? Being in this new environment, though, in terms of your story talents.
Oh, yeah.
And being thrown things and having to figure things out creatively.
Dude, the thing that a fucking company, like, being thrown in, like, you know, DreamWorks, like, one of the top three companies of cartoons out there for feature films, like, is that, you know, you get a lot of shit thrown back at you. So when I first handed in my first thing for Shrek, oh my god, it was so evil. It was so evil that fucking they had to come in my office afterwards and say, JJ, we are lucky no executives were in that last meeting.
What was the thing that you did?
The evil thing.
What
did they do?
You really want to drop it? Yeah. Okay, well, they said, would all the characters come up with a bad situation for each one, right? Because it was a montage scene.
Okay.
Okay.
So your bad situation was pretty bad.
My bad situation is bad. My bad situations. I mean, I can imagine some horrible
situations.
That's situation.
What you do.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what
oh,
I
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
This is what I see. This is what I do.
Was it hard to then fix that and take it down a notch?
It was weird. Mm. It was weird because I fucking dropped my shit. You want to hear my shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, this is not one to fucking even like think of that much. One of them, which isn't even the worst one, was Snow White. What am I going to say next?
Oh, yeah.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, yeah. A menage of...
They circled around her.
A septum.
It's gangbang, man.
Menage of...
I've seen it. We've seen it. It's all horrible. It's bad stuff.
Did they bukkake on her?
They didn't like it. Mm. They didn't like the game. They didn't like the fucking Seven Dwarfs ganging up on poor little Snow White. Hmm. And so, but the weird part is, I pitched that, and I really didn't think I was weird. Like, I pitched that, and I pitched it with as much confidence as I did, like, a fucking, like, good scene that they actually liked.
How did you then fix it with that particular example?
With that particular example is, like, you know, you realize an executive, one of the people from the show coming in your office and being like, yo, you gotta tone your shit down. Then that's when you realize, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Not
and then she just like stubs her toe.
You're not,
yeah.
You're not
yeah.
in Wonderland anymore.
Yeah, it's you're not in Wonderland anymore, and it's like weird. You got to tone it down in different ways, and then you start to figure out the game after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and it becomes a game.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Yes, does. And it becomes a game to like fucking figure out like how do you charm the evil?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'd try and sneak. I'm sneaky. It's you gotta hard. Be sneaky.
You gotta
charming
be
charming the evil. Be really sneaky. That might be the most perfect little synopsis, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's pretty good.
All right, Alan,
I have a question before you get to that
again.
To that. When you were at CalArts, and when you were realizing that not a lot of people were getting jobs out of college, was it always your intention to get a job at a place like DreamWorks or a place like Cartoon Network or a place at one of these top, like, super corporate kind of studio?
Dude, it was so random, man. It was so fucking random.
Like, how did you get that first gig? And was it something that you wanted to get, or is it something that just sort of popped up and you took the opportunity because there wasn't a whole lot of other choice?
Dude, I can honestly say, like, okay, my one of my best friends in school was Adam, right? Adam Green. His nickname, Adam the Jew, right? Adam the Jew and I had a discussion, honestly, almost every night, if not every other night, at the Denny's right next to CalArts. Now people that go to CalArts knows that fucking Denny's, man. That Denny's is like a fucking sacred ground because it's 24/7, you know? Yeah. So, and he was the only one I could spit all my worry onto, just like I would like a fucking Woody Allen character. And he would actually hear me a little bit. And I'll be like, yo, man, it's fucking sophomore year, man. I just did the fucking analysis. 4.5 kids got jobs last year, dude. What are we going to do about it? He's like, I don't know, man. I'm going to worry about it. So we worried about it together, man. And it was good to have, like, you know, people to talk to. It was a very small community of people I had to talk to. It was so much. I was pumping it so much. Like, I was so worried about getting a gig. And at the same time, I was doing these fucking far-out films that had nothing to do with getting a job. But for some reason, my soul said, keep on doing it, right? And then, like, I just felt... I went to... The day after I left DreamWorks, I went to Santa Barbara for a film festival, and Brad Bird was giving a discussion, right? I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go, you know? Brad Bird, incredible. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, fucking, I'm going to go. And I remember one thing he said. This was seriously the week after I left DreamWorks. He's like, if you do what you love, the money will come. And I was like, bam, snap. Dude, that's sick. And then I was like, okay, so dude, I mean, this was after I left DreamWorks. So in college, for some reason, I had that same, like, Iggy Pop feeling, like raw power. Right, just keep on going. And people were like, you're never going to get a job with that shit. You're never going to get a job with that shit. I was like, all right, whatever, dude, whatever. And it was weird. So I was fighting all these, like, demons. And then it was around... This teacher came up to me and she said, JJ, she pulled me aside. She said, you got to stop telling kids how bad it is in the job market. And I said, why?
Why?
She said, because you're really scaring them. I said, but
good.
It's true.
You need to be scared,
it's
man.
It's so fucking true.
We never knew.
We never knew.
When I was in school, nobody told me.
It was just, I was watching the Giants, 45 kids graduate.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, 10 of them would become teachers. Yeah. I was like, what the shit? This motherfucker didn't even try, dude. What the fuck? Jesus, man. And I hated it. And then I was like, okay, stop telling kids I'm afraid about getting a fucking job. So it was around sophomore year, I fucking sent this email out to this random DreamWorks dude. You know, a lot of speakers came from every fucking company all the time. Yeah. And, like, this one named Frank Gladstone. What's up, Frank? Shout out to Frank fucking G. And, like, and he came to my school, man. And I said, can I have your email afterwards? And he's like, sure. And he gave me it. And he didn't know who the fuck I was. He didn't even remember me. That year I happened to get in the can. Mm. And then I also got in the fucking student academy. I was a top four, like, a student academy award finalist, whatever.
Wow.
Okay, all that doesn't mean shit. And I'll tell you why that doesn't mean shit. Because half you motherfuckers in CalArts had films better than mine, right? But you pussies didn't fucking put it in festivals. That's what I'm trying to tell you all, okay? It was a fake hype around my name that I pitched to Frank G, right? And Frank G was like, yo, this kid's getting recognition for his films. And I was like, okay, cool. Meanwhile, Adam Green's got a better film than me. And fucking Jimmy the Snake's got a better film than me. You know, all these dudes got better films than me. The only thing I'm doing different is I'm pitching.
Putting it out there.
Putting it in the festival. Yeah. When I'm talking about festivals, I mean like Marina Del Rey Festival, Oxnard Film Festival. Yeah. Fucking every fucking...
Anyone.
Any film or any shithole town that had a festival, for some reason, I put it in. And then that
it
was...
It builds momentum.
Was the only thing that changed.
Well, it's a good film too. I mean, you have to have a good film. But yeah, if without pushing it like that.
Any film from CalArts could get in a festival. Because you put the time in.
Yeah.
You put a fucking, at least a month. If at least you put a month in a film, I feel like you get in a festival. And most of those kids put in more than a month. And that's what I'm saying. You build a fake hype.
Yeah. And so would you say that some of them were using their final films as their calling card to get a job and not putting it out into the world as an existence.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the bullshit. Yeah. They would put the portfolio out and be like, here's my film. It's great. And it was. The animation is 24 frames a second. Mine was 4 frames, right? And it was fucking like storyboarded. Everything got every fucking part of like the buildup, like a fucking Walt Disney Pinocchio film. Yeah. Character design, paintings, everything.
Exposure sheets and all that shit.
Everything beautiful. Yeah. Like, fucking seriously, some beautiful mini Bible shit. And what was the difference? Was no one saw their films. People saw mine. DreamWorks was interested in me. They threw me in. That's the secret. I'm letting you guys in on the fucking secret. That's the fucking secret.
Work hard and then work hard some more.
YouTube that shit.
Put it out there. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about the internet, though? Putting your work on the internet versus putting it in a festival now, not back when you released.
I tell you right now, on your resume, what does it look interesting? I got like fucking 1,000 hits on the internet, or I got into Oxnard Film Festival. I got into Silver Lake Film Festival. Yeah, yeah. I got into fucking Brooklyn Film Festival. I got into festival. For some reason, the fucking word festival with those goddamn Greek Caesar
the laurel leaves.
Fool people.
Yeah.
It fucking fools people, man.
You can put that on your own resume.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I know.
You know, I mean,
it's like instant validity.
Yeah.
There's a time where YouTube ain't the shit right there. Yeah. Fucking bullshit festivals are. My zipper's under.
Here's a quick question. Follow up. Quick follow up.
What's up?
Did you start off sending it to smaller festivals locally?
I started off with Que Sera Sera. That was my film before.
Oh, right.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The fucking other bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like fucking film. And like, that's what I started with all the fucking little films.
Okay.
Where did you get that music?
That was from this band called Pink Martini.
Okay. And that's like some horror movie music.
Yeah.
That's great. Some
scary I was a horror with the fucking student card, man.
Yeah.
And like student card, I'd try to every movie I'd go to, like in any theater, I'd be like, I'm a student. And I'd be like, okay, ding. Right? That was like a fucking time where I was like, this student shit's going to help out. I contacted Pink Martini's manager, right? And I just said, I'm a student. And then they're like, I'm only going to use this for film festivals. I swear to God, right, man? And then like, so that was it, dude. So again, you pussy ass kids out there, use that fucking card.
And would you say this? Yeah, you have to hustle, but you'd be surprised if you just start asking people and start showing confidence with it. You can get things to happen for you.
Start listening to fucking Biggie Smalls. Fucking 50, right? Like, listen to the, like some of the ugly songs, the fucking dark songs of them on the block, on the fucking corner, right? It's no different. It's no fucking different. You're hustling your film. Be a bullshit student. Be a fucking student. Claim that pussy ass mentality of a student. You'll get far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's great, dude. I love it. I get juiced thinking about it right now.
We have one final thing for you. Are you ready for this? It's a game we're going to play. It's called Sound Affects Theme Music. Okay, JJ. The way that this game is played is we are going to give you some scenarios from the cartoon history of sound effects, and you simply tell us how you feel about them.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can recreate it in your own way. All right. So the first one.
Oh, so I have to do a song.
No. First, just tell us how you feel about it. Okay. Here we go. The first one is the roadrunner acknowledging somebody and then running away.
I believe in that shit because I'm a pussy. and I run away from so many fucking bad situations, and I leave my friends behind, and oh, no. I in a club when my motherfucker's getting ass kicked, I run.
And what does that sound like to you?
Sirens by cops, and I don't want to go back to jail.
Number two.
Hit it.
The sound of the Wonder Twins' powers activating.
Oh, my God, dude. The friction between my hand and my dick with fucking some kind of jelly. And splacking that shit all around. Gross, like, seriously, like the fucking skin mat, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre would. Like the homeboy in his house all alone.
And what does that sound like to you? Perform the sound if you need to.
Wait, I gotta take his mask off.
Form of
what? The skin taking pulled off his mask?
Shape of
a fucking corpse. His body with his skin pulling off a human's head.
Alan, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Final one. Final one. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the sound of Smurfette smurfing Papa Smurf's Smurfberries. Well, Brainy Smurf Smurfs.
Just saw the CG trailer. Love that shit. Those guys are fucking small. And if I did some gnarly drugs, if I had free time to do some fucking badass shit, I would fucking love to be part of that rainforest.
And now, what does that sound like?
Of me running around with a Smurf?
Yeah.
Perform it.
Fucking Avatar style, man. Be like, oh my God. Well, I would try to fuck the little girl Smurf. What's her name?
Smurfette.
Oh, yeah. That would be the first thing. Yeah. Couldn't do it. The others would try to gangbang me. I think it would fucking be like, whoa, not gangbang.
Wait. Here's an idea.
Yes.
Why don't you tie all their hands together? And you can make anal beads out of them. Smurf anal beads.
I would, but I think one would be smart enough to let the other one loose. Yeah. I think it would end up in a big fight.
Brainy Smurf is always
me and all the other Smurfs.
Yeah. You know, Quentin Tarantino was going to do Brainy Smurf's voice, but then backed out.
Yeah.
I know. Right? Can you believe it? Is there a website people can go to find out more about you and your films and your work?
JJVillard.com, but it's got nothing to do about my fucking cartoon life. It's got all to do about the real shit. Not the real shit, but subconscious shit.
The artwork up there is really great.
Thanks, man. It's
really great.
You almost got me
happy about this. There's some drawings that remind me a little bit of like old monster movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
Like the drawings in those old like
1940s. You got me. Monster movie posters. I fucking look at them all, dude.
Dude.
I steal it. I steal everything. Everything I do, I steal.
I like the biology of the snake diagram with, was it Destro?
Yeah.
Mixed in. Good stuff.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's all evil you got to get. Like, you guys don't understand how bad Cobra is.
Dude. You don't got to tell me.
Evil. They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah.
Any final words for students out there?
Students
or anyone.
Any listeners.
Anyone?
Yeah, the listeners.
First for the students.
Yeah.
You fucking pussy ass little bitches have got to get your shit together. Don't be such assholes. It's so easy for you. Just do it! Okay? And then for all you other little motherfuckers out there trying to compete against me in this fucking world and competition, I know you're evil, right?
But I'm just as dark.
I think. No. You guys can get pretty low. So I don't want to put on myself that I'm as dark as you guys. Because you guys are pretty fucking bad. So, let's say it like this. You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
It's Conan the Barbarian. We're in the pit.
Yeah.
And I've got those fucking leather things with little spikes on top of them. That's what weapon I want. I'm taking you all on. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's a free-for-all. I'm fucking like Mike Tyson in his early years. Black Widow.
J.J. Villard. Villard? Is it Villard or Villard?
Villard. Villard. Doesn't matter.
Jacques Jacques.
It's Juan Juan.
Zaza.
Juan Juan Jacques Villard.
Juan Juan.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast. Man.
It's awesome.
And we'll put your work up on our site. And everyone, round of applause.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Sick area.
Thank you for Woo!
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, I don't feel so much relaxed anymore as I do evil, but evil in a lovable way.
The very lovable evil.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what it'd be like making a Valentine's Day card with JJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. Sitting down for some crafts.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I don't know. Listen, babe, I got to go. I got a lot of work to do. Can we wrap this up?
Excuse me?
What? I said I have to go do some work.
No, I think you said...
So can we...
I think you said something about, I got to go, babe. But,
You know, I don't know what you heard or how you heard it, but listen, babe, I got to go.
Alan, have we been... Oh. You're just going. Yeah. Why is that... That's never happened before. Hope LA is not totally changing him forever. I'm worried. Computer? I know. Well, we'll see you next time. I think. Goodbye.
So, I don't know, like, I feel like evil is such a pussy word to say.